They moved along cautiously for a while. When they reached level ground again, Bud stopped, mopping his face.
You suppose he knows we're following him?
He knows someone is, that's for sure. See over here? He rested again, right here. Only this time he tried to wipe out the traces of blood he left behind.
He must be in bad shape if he figures that's gonna stop anyone.
McQueen looked up, scanning the ridge that overlooked the narrow watercourse.
He's hurt, all right, and he's scared, too.
We better look out all the same. A wounded animal is often the most dangerous quarry.
Right you are, but what's he scared of?
What do you mean?
Well, he isn't running from us. We don't even know who he is.
That's true enough.
So who else is he expecting?
You mean that...
I'm wondering who else might be in this valley right now looking for him. Well, come on. Let's just watch our backs.
They moved on, working out the trail in the close, hot air of the canyon. The tracks turned onto a wide ledge of stone where the canyon itself divided in two. The right-hand branch ended in a steep, rocky slide, impossible to climb without hours of struggle. The left branch ended up against the sheer face of a cliff. At its base lay a heaped-up pile of fallen boulders and rocky debris. The two men returned to the place where the canyon forked, where they had last seen the man's footprints.
We're stuck, Ward.
Looks like it.
He may have doubled back or hidden in the brush.
Well, let's head back. He doesn't want to be found, but hurt like he is, he's apt to die out here.
Deliberately, McQueen had spoken loudly. Turning their backs on the rocky walls of the narrow canyon, they headed back into the underbrush. It was with a sense of relief that they found their horses right where they had left them. Neither man had any desire to spend the night wandering around in these hills, but they shared a sense of disappointment as well, that they had not been able to solve the mystery of the strange-looking footprints. They headed their mounts back down the canyon to rejoin the others.